B-Pod Studios.
What day of the week is it?
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
What is that?
Best day of my life.
Taco Tuesday is nice.
Taco Tuesday.
Stop it! Stop it!
Taco Tuesday.
Stop it, stop it.
You're making me so hungry.
It's making me hungry.
Hungry for something new. Hungry for...
Show, a show.
Come on, everyone.
Let's go.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, if that's not enough, we're going to give you cash to listen. Like $1,000.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Again?
We got to pay people to listen, but that's fine.
You got a lot of money.
No, you couldn't be more wrong. Here's what it feels like to win $1,000.
Hi, this is Elizabeth Bean from Plainville, and I just won $1,000 by listening to 80s and more on 105.7 WROR.
That's Elizabeth Bean. She won the 8 o'clock hour yesterday.
Yeah.
What a great way to start today. All right, coming up, we'll tell you who to listen to for your shot. $1,000 coming up. You know what they say?
What?
You can't beat it.
Oh, geez.
You can't
no.
beat it. Oh, no.
No.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Okay, it is 5:41, and coming up, 8 o'clock, your first shot at $1,000. Your 80s artist of the day. I've got some news for you.
What's that?
It's Huey.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
I love Huey Lewis.
What's your favorite Huey Lewis song?
If This Is It, because I loved the video.
Oh, the song.
Growing up, they were walking along the beach. Oh, the video. Why? How? There was a woman in a white bikini.
All right, Brian, can you pull that up?
white one piece.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. That's probably what you probably forgot.
Yeah, okay. Let's look at it.
But he pulls the glasses down.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And they're on the beach and the family's there. It's just, I don't know why. It was like one of the first videos on MTV, and I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hard Rock and Roll was his first hit,
yeah.
Right? I'm sure we'll play that. What's the other one? The Power of Love?
Yep, that's a good one.
Yeah, good stuff. So we're going to play Huey five times. First shot just after 8 o'clock for $1,000. Make sure you text this number with the keyword.
45911.
Yep. This is it.
Oh.
If this is it.
That is it. I'm going to have to take your microphone away.
Brian, did you get that video pulled up yet?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, today, high 43. Showers early and then 40. Tomorrow, sunny and 49.
That's nice.
I mean, it's not bad. Weekend, we'll look at that a little bit later, but then, you know, snow is back.
Yeah, well.
But I feel bad for the mountains, don't you?
No.
No.
They make their own snow.
Yeah, but it's not as good.
Oh, it's. I don't ski.
I mean, they
I saw a video of Wachusett yesterday. It was snowing like crazy.
Oh.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah.
Just blowing out of the machine?
And out of the sky.
Out of the sky?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. See how the weather's different in different places?
Yeah. Wow. It's like a change. Like a climate change. I got it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
LBF, what's cool?
You know how Brian said he went to the gym yesterday? He lied.
Oh.
What? No, I didn't.
Really?
Okay.
He brought his little orange gym bag
yesterday. Yeah, props and everything.
Uh-huh.
Let's see if he told the truth.
Okay. Well, that's coming up, Brian.
We have a new college football champion, and it might be a character from a movie.
Oh, my God. This coach.
Right?
Wait to hear this guy. And I'm going to tell you the exact age you are the most miserable. Yeah.
Great.
Yep. It's when your misery peaks. So that's next. All right.
Sounds like a ski mountain. Misery peaks.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. Black diamond.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Sure.
Okay. You people who go to the gym, you're a bunch of liars.
What? No.
Yeah, there's this new stat out, and I totally agree with this. 20% of people admit they've lied about working out. I think they lie about
how many
percent? 20%.
That's a lot. One in five are liars.
Like, okay. Oh, yeah, I spent an hour at the gym when they really spent 15, 20 minutes. 40%, they admitted that they lied to convince someone else they were busy.
Mm.
Yeah, I was at the gym. I couldn't
do it.
It's
a good one.
It's a good one.
Who's going to question
that? No
one
is. Yeah. Everybody who's friends with me.
Yeah. Sorry, I was at the gym. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true.
And about 40% lied to impress somebody. Mm. Like, you know, oh, yeah, I did, like, you know, 45 minutes on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. Stair climber. You know, you always talk about how you climb stairs.
I will. You know, I'm going to start doing what you're doing. Mine. I'm going to prove it.
That's why I like Orange Theory.
Yeah,
it gives you all
proof.
The stats.
Yeah,
proof.
But one in five lie.
Yeah, about it. And then and then the other thing, and I've done this several times because I'll look for any excuse, about a third of people say they've skipped an entire workout because they forgot an essential item, like headphones.
Yeah. I can't work out without headphones.
That, right?
No. I mean, I don't want to hear the,
or
what's
like
going on.
Or like your favorite towel.
No.
Just headphones. Yeah.
Headphones for me.
No.
I once worked out without socks.
Ooh.
I was not, that was
that's
terrible.
That's
had
a bad
that.
Idea.
Without underwear, that's never a good one either.
I could have was gone without knowing that.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot of running.
The old commando workout.
Yeah.
Is that something you didn't want to I just say there's no excuses, what I was saying. If I can work out without underwear.
Just tell me all about the Stairmaster, nothing else.
So no underwear, you're okay, but no headphones. I'm out!
Exactly. Isn't that funny?
If I have to hear you breathe, Brian, I'll
just shove your underwear in your ears. Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right. So last night, we had the big national championship game, and spoiler alert, if you have it taped, it was on a little late, but LSU beat Clemson. They're the new college champion. They won 42-25. But the best is, man, LSU's coach, Coach O, he is a Cajun coach.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Louisiana, and his voice is just spectacular. He reminds me of the guy from the Waterboy, you know, the coach
guy.
On the Waterboy.
Yeah.
So this was his post-game press conference. See if he might even morph into the guy from the Waterboy.
You know, I talked to the team about the focus all week was just beat Clemson, not thinking the magnitude of, hey, we're going to win the national championship, what's going to happen, all that. So,
I get right there, Kalei.
Wow. Oh, my God.
So there you go.
Same guy.
All right, so he turned into Farmer Fran at the end. But, man,
that's
same guy.
Hilarious.
So
he's
there
great.
You go.
They love him. He's a great coach.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing. But
what's
man.
His name? Ogregon?
Ogre. Ogre. Coach O.
Yeah, Coach O.
Ogregon? Oh, that's his last name. His first name's not Ogre.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, that's Revenge of the Nerds.
Okay.
Wrong movie.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. More hits. More variety.
Okay. According to a study from Dartmouth College in beautiful New Hampshire, they're smart. They looked at data from almost 8 million Americans over the past 3 decades to figure out when we are the most miserable. All right? 888-410-1057. I'm just curious to see.
If anybody guesses the age,
the most
miserable.
When are you most miserable?
Okay.
Okay? I know you have a guess. Hold on to it. We'll see if we get it right. The closest one in the next 3 minutes we'll get
Misery Peak.
T-shirt. Yes. When do you hit Misery Peak? At what age? Dartmouth College said, look, at this age, you are most miserable. This is your most miserable time in your life at this age. Any guesses?
Okay, I'm going to guess like 36. Because, you know, all your friends might be doing like certain things like being successful, and you might be at a point in your life where you're not, and maybe you have kids or you want kids and you don't have
36.
Them.
36. So Dartmouth College took all this data and they found the exact age and month you are at your most miserable. So I want to share this. So maybe you're past it, you're coming towards it, but either way, you'll be aware of it, okay? All right, let's take a few calls. ROR, good morning.
Good morning. This is Kathy.
When do you think you're most miserable?
I would say just before retirement.
Okay, so how old?
65.
No, you're very eager to retire at that point. No, it's all good. Okay, thank you. All right, what age are you most miserable?
I would say probably 50.
You're the closest.
You're
close. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Joe, what age are you most miserable?
47.
You
That was the worst year of my life.
Wow. Really? What? Oh, wow. I want to ask why, but I'm afraid.
No, I want to know.
Oh, just, you got an hour?
Yeah, Joe, you got it. 47.2 years old.
Yeah, well, I got news for you. It's 47 plus more than two.
Oh, all right, no. All right.
You're the most miserable point in your life. Hey, the good news is you'll be super happy when you hit 70. Okay, so
all right.
Go.
Well,
yes,
all right,
Joe. Thanks for something to look forward to.
We got a T-shirt for you.
Yeah.
Give him a T-shirt. That's great.
Miserable Joe.
Yeah,
Oh, miserable Joe.
Yeah. They say you're happy at 18, and then it's like a U. Let's think of the letter U. You peaked at 18, and you dipped all the way down, and you hit bottom at 47.2. Then you start coming back up again.
You know, I disagree with being happy at 18.
Yeah?
I think that it's a tumultuous time. Everyone's asking you, where are you going to go to college? What are you going to do? What do you have to make a lot of these decisions?
I was very happy at 18.
I'll bet.
Very, very happy.
Maybe it was just me.
Yeah, I think it was just you, Lauren. Sorry. The rest of us are really happy. All right. Coming up in the Dirty Laundry, what do you got?
Oscar, so sexist.
Oscar.
Okay, we got to talk about the snubs. It's serious.
Really,
like, they just went, like, who cares?
Wow. Okay. Oscar. Yes, indeed. 6:45. It is LBF Dirty Laundry.
Okay, we're going to get to a very Boston commercial that's going to air during the Super Bowl. We get a little tease. But first, let's discuss Oscar So Sexist.
Oh, boy.
Well, the Oscar nominations are out. And, you know, lots of Scorsese, lots of very angry white males nominated characters.
But no Little Women?
Well, Little Women was nominated for some things, but a lot of things were left out. Now, let's discuss the snubs, because that's what makes people feel bad. Two of the biggest ones, Jennifer Lopez for Hustler in Hustlers for Best Supporting Actress. I haven't seen it. My sister saw it, and it was she said it was great.
Hustlers?
No, not Little Hustlers. Oh. Jeez.
What was?
As you put two movies together, and they're completely inappropriate.
I didn't see that one.
Adam Sandler did not get any nods for Uncut Gems, and he was actually favored to get at least something. And it's funny, he tweeted, "Bad news, Sandman gets no love from the Academy. Good news, Sandman can stop wearing suits. Congrats to all my friends who got nominated, especially Mama." And that's directed at Kathy Bates, who played his mom in Waterboy. Mama. And then I love celebrities when they tweet back at each other. Uh-huh. She got a surprise supporting actress for Richard Jewell, which nobody saw. And she tweeted, "I love you, my Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher.
You was robbed, but Mama loves you. I learned a new urban slang word for you. You da goat. Not the one we eat at home, son."
Waterboy is a great. It holds up.
Does it?
He doesn't need an Oscar. He doesn't have any Oscar. Am I right?
Yeah. No.
There's no Adam Sandler Oscars.
No, he was good in Spanglish.
Was that his first nomination, though?
He wasn't nominated.
Well, at least he got that.
He didn't get anything. He was snubbed. That was the point. Snubbed.
I got to go
today's
back to.
He was stuck on Little Hustlers. Snubbed.
Yeah, no, exactly. He was like, Little Hustlers?
No.
Don't Google it.
No, I was looking. my youngest is studying film and everything.
Yeah.
And she was upset. So I was looking for her Instagram.
Right.
She was not happy.
People aren't happy. I'll get to that in 1 second, but Frozen was nominated for Best Animated Movie Oscar 5 years ago. Frozen 2 got nothing, and Beyonce didn't get a nomination for writing the song Spirit for The Lion King. So the women's situation, they did not nominate so many female directors, even though some thought Little Women director Greta Gerwig, who adapted the screenplay, deserved a spot. I think so, too, because it got nominated for Best Picture. Others who could have been recognized but weren't: Lulu Wang for The Farewell is apparently an excellent movie. It's about death.
Never heard of it. See?
Marielle Heller, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood with Tom Hanks.
Oh, yeah.
Loreen Scafaria.
But Tom Hanks got nominated.
Yes, yeah, see?
See, that's where
see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Loreen Scafaria for Hustlers and Alma Harrell for Honey Boy, which is an excellent, excellent movie.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah, so that's that. What's interesting is Saoirse Ronan, and I only like to say her name because I can pronounce it now.
Yeah.
She might be the next Meryl Streep. She's only 25. She scored her fourth nomination for Best Actress in Little Women. Anyway, so people are upset. Also, there was only one person of color nominated for an award, and that...
Wow.
It's like, really, it's unbelievable. So Oscars, the no hosts...
Nominations, though? That's the question, right?
Well, they're part of the people who've won before. Isn't that how it works? Like, you win, and then you're part of the Academy.
Is that what it is?
So it's like a self fulfilling prophecy because the people who win usually, the demographic is usually.
You don't think they like women, these people?
No. No.
Come on.
Come on now. No. Really? No, only the ones in Little Hustlers.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah, when does that come out?
Super Bowl. The thing that, now, that's a fun day.
Yes.
The ads, it's all I'm in for it. So Hyundai decided to tease an ad for their Super Bowl, and it's a very Boston ad. Now, they say that has nothing to do with the fact that they thought that the Patriots were going to be in their fourth consecutive Super Bowl. No. They just love Boston.
Yeah.
But it's Rachel Dratch. It's all Boston. Teaching David Ortiz how to speak Bostonese, and John Krasinski and Chris Evans are in it. It's all Boston.
All right.
Okay, so let's do it. There's a wicked ripper by the harbor.
Oh, wicked ripper, la 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 la.
Oh, God. Let me put this in terms you can understand, all right? Listen to me. Bottom of the ninth, game seven, we need a walk-off homer, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Let's get
that's
in that
mine.
Mindset, okay?
That's me.
I'm going to break it down into chunks. Say wicked.
Wicked.
Ripper.
Ripper.
Wicked ripper.
Wicked ripper.
There's a wicked ripper by the harbor.
Wicked Ripper by the Harbor.
I think that's as good as it's going to get.
That's a wow. Big topic.
Oh, Rachel Dratch. She sounds good.
Yeah,
she represents well.
She deserves an Oscar.
She does.
All right, fine. It's 6:50.
She'll get one, though, because they won't nominate her.
Right. Maybe she'll do a Little Hustlers.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, 7:15. So there's a woman in Oklahoma who not only called in sick, she thought she was super smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Takes a picture or sends a picture of a nail in her tire. Well, the boss was no dummy, Googles the picture and sees that the first thing you see on Google is what she sent.
Oh, not good.
So she did a little Photoshopping imaging there. So no word on whether or not she keeps her job. So we thought, for True Confession Tuesday, tell us your best playing hooky fails. All right?
Okay.
Now, the best fail today gets, what do you got, $100?
$100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's.
How about that?
Good place.
We're looking for not your average fail for hooky. Let's start out with Bobby. Let's hear yours, Bobby.
Okay. I used to potty when I was younger. This was about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned around and called up and said that my brother was shot.
Okay.
So, yeah. Then I went into work the next day, and my boss came up to me and said, "How's your brother?" And I said, "Why? What's wrong with my brother?"
Oh.
He said, "Your brother's been shot." And I went, "What? My brother's been shot." My boss goes, "You told me."
Yeah, rule number one, Bobby, remember the lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that, yeah.
My brother's been shot.
Yeah. Bob, I better go.
That was Bobby, a joke.
Why did you reach all the way for that one? My brother got shot.
Because I used my grandmother died four times already.
Oh,
my boss said,
man, you went for the swung for the fences.
Awesome.
Wow. You're like Big Poppy.
My boss
there.
Said, "How many grandmothers do you have?"
Now, did you ever admit to it, or did any outcome from that?
Oh yeah. It was the running joke.
Now, bet it was.
Then I straightened my life out after that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hope your brother's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you have one. Okay.
I don't even have a brother.
Oh,
thank you,
Bobby. All right, Bob. That's great. Thanks, Bob.
Wow. All right, you got it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's
hilarious. Barbie, let's hear about your best or worst playing hooky.
I about 15 years ago, I had gone out on a work night, and the next morning I was totally hungover.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, I can't go to work. So I faked a car accident. I went out and I broke my own headlight, and I actually smashed myself in the face.
What?
So it looked like I hit the steering wheel.
Oh my God.
What the?
Barbie, you were all in.
Oh my God.
I was. It cost me more to miss that day than it would have if I just said, I'm sorry, I can't come in.
Why couldn't you come into work? What was, if you remember, must have been a good reason.
Oh, she was hungover.
Oh, just hungover.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was hungover.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's like very
method.
So when you punched yourself in the face, what damage did you do?
I did. With a shoe, actually.
Oh,
I'm like, all right.
Stop
it. I have to come up with something on my face. So I took my own shoe.
Oh, no.
And I hit myself in the cheek.
Uh-huh.
So I hit the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And I took that same shoe out and I broke my own headlight.
Oh my God. I hope they bought it.
They totally bought it. Yeah.
Yeah, they had
to. Of course. I had the proof.
Yeah, exactly.
I had the proof right there.
Wow.
Like wow. That's
proof,
going
think,
that above and beyond.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah,
right?
Wow.
All right, Barbie. That's a great true confession.
Oh my God.
Stay tuned, Barbie. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Thank you.
All right. Wow. Top that. She deserves an Oscar.
Oh, she really does. She won't be nominated. But.
No. All right. So the best true confession about your worst, you know, playing hooky fail, 888-410-1057. Good prize.
Yeah, it is a $100 gift certificate to Not Your Average Joe's.
And that's good, right?
Lucy Falcone's favorite. She has to go every single day.
Does well, sorry you can't win.
I know.
You know.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll talk.
The ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, man. Getting so many good calls. If you're on hold, hang on, because we're going to make it worth your while for the best story of the day. Okay?
Yes, $100 gift certificate to Not Your Average Joe's.
All right, so we got some more lined up, Bri?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's hear a true confession about your worst playing hooky fail. It just was so bad, it's good. Okay, here we go. What's yours?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So let me tell you, I own a couple small businesses. About a year ago, one of my employees texted me, saying, oh, I'm sick, I can't work my shift tonight. I explained to him, it's your responsibility. They asked me to please help them get it covered. Now, if they don't get it covered, I have to do it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to work it. I'm going to the Bruins game that night. Mm-hmm. Short version is, between the two of us, we get the shift covered, all right? So I go to the Bruins game that night. Guess who's three rows in front of me?
Oh. No!
Yeah,
that's a fail.
The Bruins scored. They turn around to high-five everybody. They look at me and went, oh, no.
Oh, that's fantastic. I hope he calls next to say what he did.
Then what happens?
Well, I'll tell you, the next day at work, I never said a word, nothing whatsoever. But you know what? To this day, my best employee, because there's so much guilt all over them.
You know, that was actually pretty good management, because a lot of folks would have brought the hammer down. But you must have saw something you liked.
Guilt is a powerful tool, my friend. It works.
Yeah, guilt is powerful. I
need somebody to work Saturday.
Yeah. Thanks,
never
Keith.
Never called out since. All right, thank you, guys.
Great call. Thank you, Keith. ROR, good morning. Is this Rena?
Yes, it is.
All right, you have a true confession for your worst playing hooky fail?
Okay, when I was young, I used to go to the bar at lunchtime and start drinking.
Okay.
And, of course, I didn't want to go back to work one day. So I called and said, I told my boss that I got arrested.
Okay.
So,
I just love you guys go all the way.
Continue drinking.
Yeah.
And my boss goes down to the police station to bail me out.
Oh.
And I'm not there.
Oh, my God.
So, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So
he really wanted you to work.
Very pissed.
Yeah. Oh, was he a little PO'd? So yeah. You
oh,
think?
My God.
Yeah, just a little.
Did you get canned?
No, I didn't.
Wow.
No, I didn't.
Wow. You must have been a great employee.
I think he just liked me.
Yeah, great employee other than the drinking at lunch.
Yeah, I know, really. Jeez. Wow.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for sharing. Okay. All right, let's go on to Jane. Jane, you have a true confession?
Yes, I do.
Let's hear it.
Many, many years ago, my girlfriend at work decided to take a vacation day and go to the beach. So I decided to call out and say that I had a cold. I ended up going to the beach with her. She's Lebanese, and she used baby oil and iodine.
Oh, boy.
Mm. I'm fair complexion, and I didn't bring anything, so I said, oh, I'll use that.
Oh, no.
Well, I got burnt beyond burnt. I was so red, blistered, had to go into work the next day.
Oh.
And tell them that my doctor told me to go out in the sun
to dry up the cold, fell asleep, and
that's
got burned.
That's good. That's good.
Good cover. That's a great cover. I was like, rookie mistake the whole way, but then you really recovered well.
Wow.
Watch Jane go.
And I mean, I had blisters like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, that's terrible.
You know, fair skins, you just got, sorry.
Yeah, you can't. You just I had that happen to me once. It was
no
once.
No Saint-Tropez for you.
Nope.
Yeah. So, Jane, you all good? They bought it?
Not really.
Yeah.
I like your effort. A for effort.
All right, thanks for sharing, Jane. Bye-bye.
Not a problem. Right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bob. Hey, Bob.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Let's hear your true confession.
All right. So I decided to call in sick. It was a beautiful sunny day this past summer.
Ooh, a fresh one.
Decided to hop on the Harley and go for a ride. Had a beautiful ride. Decided to stop somewhere out of the blue for lunch. Couple tables over was my boss. So that was my call in, and good thing is he bought me a drink. So
he
I guess
did?
It was all right.
All right.
Oh, my God. That's good.
You just wanted to ride the Harley.
Yeah.
I don't blame you, man.
Hey.
Yeah.
You wind therapy, right?
Yeah. That's
it. Wind therapy.
It's good. Yes. Right.
So I know he doesn't go to Not Your Average Joe, so maybe this could help me out.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Smooth.
All right, Bob. All right, let's get into the laundry. We got LBF raring to go, 747. What do you got?
I want, this is never going to end.
Okay.
But I want it to end, but I have to address the Meghan Markle, Prince Harry thing because it is dominating the headlines and a lot of things happened yesterday.
Okay.
Now, the Queen had a conversation with Prince Harry, Prince Charles, and Prince William.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that it was very constructive.
Okay.
And decisions had to be made in the coming days. But one thing that's clear, Harry and Meghan do not want to be reliant on public funds in their new lives. And that she is basically saying that she's supporting him. Mm. So that they're going to live in Canada and Britain. She would prefer if they had just stayed close that he would. But her preference is him not to do this. But she's going to have to support him because what is she going to do?
Yeah.
Like, is she going to make him stay?
Right.
This just throws the whole prince-princess thing on top
maybe
it's of its
time,
head.
Maybe it's time we wrap it up.
What, the whole prince-princess thing?
Yeah. Right, let's just, it was fun.
Dave Falcone hates that whole princess thing.
Yeah, I don't
like
blame
when Lucy
him.
Was born, he's like, no princess, like, we can't call her princess.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you the queen, though?
Yep.
Yep. No room for a princess.
And Prince William and Prince Harry came together over all those reports that William bullied Harry out of the area.
Is that true?
No. Yeah, they said it's not true and it's inflammatory and, you know, terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
Here's what I think.
All right.
Here's what I think is going to happen. Mm-hmm. I think it's Superman syndrome. You want to know what that is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember in Superman when he gave up his powers for Lois Lane? We're talking about the Christopher Reeve version.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah,
and then Lois, was it Superman 1 or 2?
It's 2, I think.
All right.
Yeah.
He gave up his powers for Lois Lane, and then he was just a regular Clark Kent. And she was just like, no, I'm all set.
Oh.
She didn't like him as much because she fell in love with Superman.
Right.
Not Clark Kent. Mm. I mean, Clark Kent, nice guy, but no thanks.
Yeah.
So that's what I think might happen with Meghan. She is overwhelmed. She has this new baby. She's like, I need to get out of here.
I
can't
Clark.
Take it. He becomes Prince Harry becomes just regular
Clark Kent,
Harry,
right?
Where he has to like be like regular
take
and
the
regular
trash out.
Is
yeah
ugh.
Yeah.
And so then she's going to turn around in a year and she's going to be like, this isn't
working
either.
I want my
either.
Prince back.
Is
it a good theory?
That's an interesting theory. I know my wife, who's a huge Royals fan, she's all over the story.
Yeah.
She noticed that in the Queen's statement. She didn't call them the Duke and Duchess. She called them Harry and Meghan.
Yeah, now they're Harry and Meghan.
Oh,
he's not Superman.
Just regular
Clark Kent.
There you go.
Harry and Meghan just hanging out.
Hanging out with Harry
Evans,
and Meghan.
You know, coming over for cocktails and kale.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They're going to be regular.
I agree with you, LBF. I think a couple few years down the road, she's going to miss some of the perks.
I mean,
right?
Not the per- no. Huh? It's not even, no. That no. That's not the perks. Like, it's just the whole aura of the prince. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I guess the perks too.
Yeah,
but you know,
it's the cape.
It's the cape or the crown.
Yeah,
that's the thing. He leaves the cape at home. Superman's nothing. He leaves the crown at home. Harry, you're just a regular schlub who comes in every day at 5 o'clock and says, "What's for dinner?" And she's like. So anyway.
It sounds a little different than that. Like, darling, what's for dinner, darling? It sounds a little better, doesn't it? Spin that on. All right, there's your theory all wrapped up in a pretty little bow from LBF.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, let's say good morning to Derek Norwood. He's a mail carrier in Auburn, not Norwood. Right, Derek?
You got it right. Auburn, Mass.
All right. So, ever, well, I just, you know, to make sure I was confused. Yeah, right. Derek Norwood. Yeah. All right, Derek, have you ever got all 10 right when you're playing in the car or in the mail truck?
I've been close, but never all, no.
I know. All right, today could be your day. All right, here's how it works. So. You get them all right, LBF. We'll ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You win $1,000. If you're not sure, just say pass. Get back to it as soon as we can, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
In the book, what does Alice follow down the hole?
A rabbit.
How many ounces in a pound?
16.
What city is the Kowloon restaurant located in?
Pass.
What was the name of the high school attended by Archie Andrews and his comic book friends?
Pass.
Rachel Dratch played this bummer of a character on Saturday Night Live.
Pass.
Which musician married Carrie Fisher in
1983? Pass.
What's a female fox called?
Pass.
What does alopecia refer to?
Pass.
How many ventricles does the brain have?
16.
From what bird do we get meat known as squab?
You know what? All I can say about that, Derek, is...
You got
a couple right.
Wow.
You got a couple right. All right.
Starting the new year really hard.
I know. Squab.
Whatever. All right. What city is Kowloon Restaurant located in? Saugus. The name of the high school attended by Archie Andrews and his comic book friends, Riverdale High. It's a show on Netflix.
Oh, I remember now,
Rachel Dratch played this bummer of a character on SNL, Debbie Downer.
That's right.
The musician who married Carrie Fisher in 1983, Paul Simon. A female fox is called a vixen.
How about that?
Alopecia refers to hair loss. The brain has four ventricles. I had no idea. And the bird we get, from what bird do we get the meat known as squab? Pigeon.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know that.
You shouldn't know
sometimes
that.
Sometimes they serve it in restaurants in Kentucky. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm. The squab surf and turf. All right, Derek. Don't be bummed out. Those were tough today. So, you know.
I guess they were. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I feel bad.
Sometimes she's just in that mood. What can I say? You caught it there, Derek. No, listen. Nobody leaves empty-handed. We got two tickets to see comedy icon Jeff Dunham's new international tour. Jeff Dunham, seriously, at the Aganis Arena. That's Thursday, January 23rd. For more info or to purchase tickets, visit JeffDunham.com. All right, Derek?
All right, Greg. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You got a job to do. Sleet, nor snow, nor super smart. You're going to do it, right?
Yeah, you got it.
All right. He can't wait to get off the phone.
I know.
Derek, you are free to move around the cabin, Derek. Great to play. Oh, look, if you want a shot at $1,000, no one said it was easy. It's super smart. Just go to WROR.com, and we have the new home version of the game. That's fun, multiple choice.
Yes, it's fun, and people were playing yesterday's quiz and texting me and saying, I got 7, I got 8, you know, so it's fun to play. It gives you practice.
Mm-hmm.
Go to WROR.com,
yep.
And then play it, and then share it with your friends and be like, I'm smarter than you.
Yeah, you could be wicked smart.
Mm-hmm.
I think sort of smart.
Yep.
And what's the other one?
Not so smart.
Not so smart. So. There you go. We'll just leave that there. Thank you, Derek. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
80s and more. 1057 WROR. More hits.
More variety.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, LBF, what's cool?
Cheetos dust.
Cheetos dust.
Yes.
We all have it.
Yes, we all have it. It's an affliction we all have to deal with occasionally.
I like it, actually.
But it's actually not called Cheetos dust.
It's not Cheetos. Okay. Oh. All right. Brian?
All right, new national champion last night in college football. And a couple of cool things from there. The coach, I'm pretty sure, is from a movie. And the Randy Moss connection.
Yeah, that is really cool. Pretty cool. All right, that's coming up. And I'm going to tell you the exact age that you are your most miserable. Yeah. So if you're heading towards it,
heading toward misery,
beware.
Peak.
And the good news is you might have passed it. I'll tell you what that is. All right, LBF.
Okay. So obviously, a huge part of the eating experience of Cheetos is turning your fingers orange from all the dust. And that dust apparently has an official name that has been used and trademarked for 15 years, but it's only been used internally at the Cheetos headquarters.
Yeah.
HQ.
Exactly. And, you know, I'll have Chester the Cheetah tell you what it is.
Oh, Chester. All right, go
here
ahead.
He is with something to say.
Justice. So here's the thing. This is not called Cheetos dust. It's called Cheetle.
Cheetle?
Cheetle. Cheetle.
Like,
Cheetle.
Like Don Cheetle?
Some Cheetle in your...
Kind of, but with a C-H-E-E-T-L-E.
Oh.
So now you know.
Yeah, Cheetle.
It's not Cheeto dust. It's Cheetle.
You know, I think for the best, like, if I always want to have a party where it's just low rent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come to one of my parties.
All right, good. So here's the deal, right?
Okay.
Cheap beer.
Yep.
And then you get the triple header.
Okay.
Doritos.
Yep.
Fritos.
Yep.
Cheetos. That party mix. Is there anything better than a bowl of that at a party?
Just if you had ringdings for dessert.
Okay, we can do that.
All right.
You know what I'm talking about, that party mix?
Yeah.
I think Utz makes it, not Cheetos. Yeah.
It's good. It's a good idea.
Good.
Why is that low rent?
Because the Cheetle.
Oh, wait, yes. Everyone's licking
their fingers.
Look at you using it right after I told you what it was.
Your fingers.
Yeah. Good for
you. You're reaching back in.
Yes, exactly.
All right, sounds fun. Okay, Brian Bell.
All right. Hey, so last night we had a big win for LSU. The Tigers beat the Tigers 42-25 last night. They beat Clemson. And, you know, the coach, Coach O, this guy is like a caricature of a coach. He's from Louisiana, so he's got a little bit of Cajun in him. His post-game press conference was amazing, and wanted to shout out to Thaddeus Moss, Randy Moss's son, who is now on the undefeated 15-0 LSU Tigers.
How big is he? Do we know how tall Thaddeus is?
He's a big guy. He had a couple of touchdowns.
Yeah.
Looks great.
Wow. All right.
But see if this guy, the head coach, Coach O, doesn't morph into Farmer Fran from The Water Boy. You remember the Cajun coach?
Oh, great, absolutely.
Listen to his postgame.
Here we go.
You know what? I talked to the team about...
That's the coach.
Oh, my God.
The focus all week was to beat Clemson, not thinking the magnitude of, hey, we're going to win the national championship, what's going to happen, all that. So,
I get right there, come on.
All right, fine.
I'm ready now. Hey. Now we win. I kind of fire we go to. Next week, I'm going to go. Who could have my back?
Yeah.
That's
there you go.
Bobby Boucher.
That's shirt. Coach
very
Farmer
close.
Fran.
Very close.
Close. Very close.
Wow.
Could be the same guy.
Could be. All right, let's find out how tall Thaddeus Moss is. He could be a pick for us. I like that. Okay, a new study out of Dartmouth College in New Hampshire looked at data from almost 8 million Americans. That's a lot of us over the past three decades to figure out when people are their most miserable. The answer is 47.2 years old. That's when you're at your most miserable. They say life's happiness is U-shaped. So you start out at 18. That's when they start looking at your happiness. Your peak happiness goes all the way down to the bottom of the U at 47.2. And then by 70, you're just as happy as you were at 18.
I feel like mine's shaped more like a crazy straw.
Yeah, you just go up. Like a W.
You know, like just not even, no, not even not that even linear. W, just crazy, like, just it's all over the place.
Okay, well, look forward to 70 then.
Okay.
There you go. You're going to be peak happiness again.
Okay, cool.
That's some good news. All right.
All right, Mitch from the booth says 6'3", Mitch. He's 6'3".
I think Randy was 6'4". That is not bad.
All right,
Thaddeus
we'll
Moss.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
More hits.
More variety.
Okay, so we did True Confession Tuesday. We've had, right now, it's a tie for the best True Confession. We're looking for your best hooky fails, playing hooky fails.
Yeah, your work excuses.
Work, you called in sick or whatever. So we have two that we need to play
doozies.
Again.
They are doozies.
They're so good. It's Bobby versus Barbie.
Yes.
Oh,
those
fun.
Are their real names.
Right. Okay.
Bobby versus Barbie. Oh. And we'll play those back in 10. You decide. You guys, we're going to have to flip a coin or something because they're both the best true confessions we've heard in quite a while.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
True Confessions Tuesday.
Why don't you spill your guts? Tell us everything.
Everything. Okay, I'll stop.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, so we had so many good True Confessions today. So we were asking to confess your worst, playing hooky fail. It failed, or maybe it was just so good.
Yeah.
Now, there was a woman who was in Oklahoma recently. She needed a day off.
She didn't do a good job.
Bad. So she sent a picture to her boss of, I have a flat tire. I can't come in. Sent the picture. The boss Googled the picture, and it was the first photo you get when you Google images for nail and tire.
Wow.
Really bad. We're not sure what happened to her, but, hopefully she's learned her lesson. So we asked your best true confession fails. We had two that are too awesome for us to decide who the winner of the prize is.
And the prize is, and it's a good one, $100 gift card to Not Your Average Joe's. Best bread ever.
I can't wait to try the bread. You said that. All right. So it's between Bobby and Barbie. And we're going to ask you guys listening to decide who is the best true confession of the day. So listen and then vote. So here we'll start with Bobby.
Okay. I used to party when I was younger. This was about 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned around and called up and said that my brother was shot.
Okay.
So then I went into work the next day and my boss came up to me and said, "How's your brother?" And I said, "Why? What's wrong with my brother?"
Oh.
He said, "Your brother's been shot." And I went, "What? My brother's been shot." My boss goes, "You told me."
Yeah, rule number one, Bobby. Remember the lie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
My brother's been shot.
Yeah. Bobby, I better go.
That was a funny joke.
Why did you reach all the way for that one? My brother got shot.
Because I used my grandmother died four times already. My boss said,
"Man, you went for the swung for the fences."
Awesome.
You're like Big Poppy.
My boss said, "How many grandmothers do you have?"
Now, did you ever admit to it or did any outcome from that?
Oh yeah. It was the running joke.
Now, bet it was.
Then I straightened my life out after that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hope your brother's okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. If you have one. Okay.
I don't even have a brother.
No,
I
All right, Bob. That's great. Thanks, Bob.
All right, you got it.
Take care. Bye-bye. That's
funny.
All right, here's number two. Barbie, let's hear about your best or worst playing hooky.
About 15 years ago, I had gone out on a work night, and the next morning I was totally hungover.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm like, oh, I can't go to work. So I faked a car accident. I went out. And I broke my own headlight, and I actually smashed myself in the face.
What?
So it looked like I hit the steering wheel.
Oh my God!
What the?
Barbie, you were all in.
Oh my God!
I was. It cost me more to miss that day than it would have if I just said, "I'm sorry, I can't come in."
Why couldn't you come into work? What was if you remember? Must have been a good reason.
Oh, she was hungover.
Just hungover.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was hungover.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
I
very method.
So when you punched yourself in the face, what damage did you do?
I did. I had a with a shoe, actually. I'm like, I have to come up with something on my face. So I took my own shoe.
Oh, no.
And I hit myself in the cheek.
Uh-huh.
And said I hit the steering wheel.
Yeah.
And I took that same shoe out and I broke my own headlight.
Oh, my God. I hope they bought it.
They totally bought it. Yeah, they had to. I had the proof.
Yeah, exactly.
I had the proof right there.
Wow,
that's going above and beyond. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah,
right?
All right, Barbie, that's a great true confession.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned, Barbie. Thank you.
All right, Bye. Thank you.
All right, so there you have it. For us, it's a tie, but listeners can decide who wins the True Confession of the Day, which is, like you said, $100, right, to Not Your Average Joe.
Yes.
All right, we're going to take calls during this song, 888-410-1057. Whoever gets the most calls, it's either Bobby or Barbie. Having some fun this morning with True Confession Tuesday. We just asked earlier in the show what your best fail was when it came to playing hooky, or maybe one you've heard of. So it came really down to Bobby versus Barbie. All right, we asked you guys to vote.
Okay. Tough in Boston.
It really was.
Bobby and Bobby. What?
Answering the phone for the votes was tough. You're right. All right, Brian, go ahead. Who was the winner? Was it Bobby who said his brother, who didn't exist, was shot? Or was it Barbie who took herself a shoe to her face and smashed out her plate or her own
headlight?
Yeah, headlight.
Yeah.
To call and
the
say.
Votes have been tallied. The people have spoken.
Yeah.
Barbie hitting herself in the face with a shoe.
Yes.
Takes the win.
Barbie.
Yeah,
Barbie.
You're the winner, Barbie. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all my fans out there that called.
Yeah. Okay.
Who would have thought hitting yourself in the face with a shoe could have finally paid off
this? My wow. God.
Wow. Hey, you know, $100 paid for the headlight, I guess.
What kind of shoe was it?
It wasn't a stiletto, I could tell you.
You'd lose an eye that way. Yeah, but.
Yeah. I mean, like a clog, that's something hefty.
No, it was a work boot.
Work boot. Wow.
Barbie, you're
that's
tough.
Wow, that is.
Barbie, if you don't mind.
Steel toed?
How old were you when you did that, Barbie?
About 32.
Oh, my God.
I thought you'd say 20.
That is shocking.
Wow. 32.
That's pretty impressive, Barbie.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow.
Have you hit yourself in the head before that at any point?
Not on purpose.
Man, God.
Wow.
Man.
Just
something.
Because she was hungover.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
Barb, we got some good news for you. You are the winner, voted by the listeners and yourself. She did vote herself, by the way.
That's all right.
That's the best true confession. So we got $100 to Not Your Average Joe's.
Good for you, I think.
Thank you guys very much.
All right.
That is amazing.
Barbie, hang on, okay? Don't go anywhere. We'll get you that gift certificate.
Oh, work boot.
Right to the face.
32.
Work boot.
That's 32. I expected her to say 22.
Over 25, that would have been.
Everything about that story
way under.
Makes me
I love
happy.
That, girl. Sorry, Bobby. Nice try.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.